Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Lindsey Buckingham bringing us back. One man, one guitar. If you ever get a chance to see him perform that all alone, just him and the guitar, it's an amazing performance. Big love. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. That's how I feel, what I feel for you folks. Big love. You know how much I love you. Everything I do here is dedicated, devoted to helping you have the maximum opportunity to be successful in your small businesses. And the way we do that is by bringing really smart people on the show, like our good friend Doug DeObi. Doug is a great member of our Brain Trust, the author of Money and the Human Condition, second edition, right?
That's right. Currently in the second edition.
That's the mark of a successful book, folks, when they come out with a second edition. So congratulations on that, Doug. And as I've told my audience so many times before, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience. So congratulations, Doug. So we're talking about Social Security, folks, the tenuousness, right, Doug, of Social Security? So we talked about the fact that you need to decide when you're going to take it, and Doug and I agree on some things, we disagree on some things, and it depends. And you pointed this out. Everybody's financial situation, demographic situation, marital situation, income, net worth, everybody's situation is different. And the good news is, Doug, we have options. We have choices.
We do, Jim, and everyone should look at their situation and make decisions based on what they need. What's in their best interest. But what I think your listeners can expect in the future is some major changes in Social Security, because it has to change in order for it to remain sustainable for those that do desperately need it.
Yep.
Like, for example, I think we're going to have longevity indexing, which simply means the slow raising of retirement age. And people should start expecting that in the future.
Well, yeah, the millennials are going to get hit hard with that.
Well, they will, except the last thing, we've already talked about means testing that will be coming down the road, in my opinion. But the last thing is inflation, Jim. And if inflation is allowed to run as it is, which I believe is a lot more than 2% that the government's telling us, and yet we keep Social Security benefits flat, which the government is because they use CPI for that benefit increase, over time, the inflation effect of those Social Security benefits, all right, will sort of bail out the system entirely. Because as people's incomes rise, say right
or
now...
just a robust economy. If we could have another Reagan boom like we had between 82 and 2007... we could solve a lot of these ills.
Absolutely, except I don't know that you can actually have, if we get a boom like
but,
that.
But Doug, you've had 8 years of the worst labor participation since in 40 years.
I know that. All right, and
that can't be good for Social Security coffers.
It's not good for at all. As a matter of fact, the deficit's starting to rise again. All right, it's up 15% in the last 6 months of the last fiscal year.
Yep.
All right, and the debt ceiling is coming due again in April, the end of April. All right, the federal receipts are down year over year in March for the fourth straight month. All right, that typically accompanies prior recessions. All right, so you're absolutely right. You know, we by a robust economy could help bail out Social Security, all right, but I don't see that in the cards, especially with a Congress that's going to be fighting amongst themselves, especially with the debt ceiling coming, and you've got the Freedom Caucus Republicans.
Right.
So the Republicans are going to be fighting amongst themselves, let alone the Democrats, and trying to get something done to spur the economy is going to be difficult going forward.
Yeah. Well, every time I hear someone say things like you just said, or I think about it myself, I keep thinking about that great philosopher Pogo, the possum. And he said, "We have seen the enemy, and he is us."
Well, I think the best thing your listeners can do, being small businesses, is really emphasize to their employees or their prospective employees that a very good retirement plan, in-house retirement plan, mm-hmm. that they can take advantage of, and share with them a little bit of how they really can't depend on Social Security and why as your small business owner trying to recruit you,
right,
doing what's in your best interest.
And try to help them understand how personal financial growth works, how to build personal equity. Hey, Doug, I need the website again, please.
My website is DougObey.com.
The book is called Money and the Human Condition. Hey, Doug, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. Always a pleasure.
Doug Obey, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when you joined us, and so we did. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.